The eighth is that force is always associated with judgment and generally makes us feel badly about ourselves. Any of those emotions, any of those thoughts have to do with judging. And ultimately, when you experience those thoughts or you're in the presence of someone who is using those thoughts, you will end up feeling badly or worse for the experience. Whereas power is associated with compassion, radical humility, and always makes us feel positive about ourselves. When you encounter someone whose thoughts are above 200, after that encounter, you will feel better for having been in their presence, based upon not just what you talk about, but even the feelings that you have. Whereas when you're associated with or around people who are using the techniques below 200, you feel yourself feeling badly, worse, and depleted of energy. Number nine, force always polarizes because it demands conflict in order to survive. Force and conflict go together. And you know people like this, who are always in a state of conflict, no matter what it is that you say to them, no matter how you say it, and you might try to say it in the nicest possible way. Like, what do you think you could pick up our daughter at 8 o'clock? I'm busy. I've got things to do. I got fires to put out. I'm a very busy person, and I didn't know I was supposed to do that. Would it be possible for you to be there at 8? If you can't, I'll be happy to be there. You're always doing that. You're always making it my fault. I can't be there. Like someone who's in a state below 200 is constantly going to create an energy field of conflict. Conflict is necessary because it polarizes, whereas power unifies. I'd be happy to. If you can't make it, I'd be happy to be there. You always feel unified. Power, the energy of power above 200 will unify and make you feel more like you belong, a sense of belonging. Number 10, I just put it this way, in force, the cost is always very high because enemies are always being created. Force needs an enemy. When you have to have an enemy, you have raised the cost. You now have to fight. And when the process of fighting, now you have to create a counterforce. And you pay for it. You pay for it emotionally, you pay for it spiritually, and you pay for it financially. It costs to stay in a state of force. Whereas power has no cost whatsoever. It's absolutely free. It's graceful, it's silent, it's easy, it's non-consuming, it makes no demands. The 11th, and I've always been intrigued by this, the 11th quality or characteristic of force always requires proof because it's literal and it's therefore arguable. So argumentation is in the demanding of proof. Prove it to me. You've got to be able to prove. I need some statistics. I need to know exactly why it is that you can come up with that. And there'll be people who'll do that in listening to this program. And just know that I'm at peace. And there's no cost, and I'm not interested. But if you need to have proof of some of these kinds of things, you'll never get it. All right? So there is this requirement of proof that comes with force. Whereas power deals with intangibles, and it knows that health is better than disease. It doesn't need any proof of that. It knows that honor is better than dishonor. It knows that faith is better than doubt, and that being constructive is better than destructive. And you don't need a chi-square, and you don't need an analysis of variance, and you don't need a statistical test to be able to prove it, and you don't need to argue about it. There's an awareness that is internal, that is instinctive, that says, I don't have to go out there and show anything. It's why it's quiet. I know it is better to be honorable than it is to be dishonorable. I know it is better to be honest than to steal. I don't need proof of that. I know that it is better to be healthy than to be in a state of disease. I know that life is better than death. I know this. I don't have to prove it. I don't have to explain it. I live in a consciousness of empowerment in which I don't have to go through and look outside of myself to validate whether these things that I know instinctively and intuitively are correct, whereas force requires something very different. And finally, force is always associated with sickness. And empowerment and power is always associated with health. And there you have a summary. You have a map of consciousness in which an arbitrary scale between 0 and 1,000 has been created. Research has been done on it. You can check it for yourself. And in the process of looking at this, whether it's true or not, and whether that those numbers are exact or not exact is of no relevance to me whatsoever. It's the what it did for me.